That's one appointment that you're not going to avoid. I don't care how healthy you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much medication you're on. All of us are going to have an appointment with death. According to the scripture in Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment." Verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Now, if you look on the inside there, we see the appointment with death is established by Jesus. You don't have to wonder about it. It's already set. Just like you have a birthday, you have a death date. It's already established. Jesus knew on December the 12th. Years ago, we were celebrating that day for my niece coming into the earth. My niece Jessica, she was born on December the 12th. And little did we know that same day was going to be the day that Gloria Best would take her last breath in that morning. But Jesus knew that. All of the doctor's appointments, all of the medication, all of the different specialists, all of those things you think you're using to preserve life, it does not override that appointment with Jesus. According to Job, the scripture says, the first scripture, it says, "Seeing his days are determined, the number of our months are with Jesus. He's appointed our bounds that we what? Cannot pass." This is so important for us to get it fixed in our mind that we have an appointment with death. You know, I don't know even now. You're listening to me just as Mother Best listened to me this time last year. She was in the land of the living. And little did we know this time this year, we will be talking about the life that she lived. But just as certain as she had a birth date in October, she had a death date, December the 12th, 2023. And Jesus says, "I'm the one that appointed those bounds. I'm the one that numbered the date, the number of months that she was going to be on the earth." And according to Job 14 and 15, the next scripture, Jesus says, "I'm going to call and you are going to do what?" That's truth. That's what happened. Whatever time it was that morning, Jesus called. And when Jesus called, she had to answer. She could not get ready. She couldn't say, "Can you give me a little bit more time?" Jesus says, "No, I've appointed your bounds and you can't pass those bounds." And so people look at it and say, "That just doesn't seem fair." No, sin is not fair. The wage of sin is death. All of us are plagued by it. No one can get by sin's payment. Only thing we can do is come to Jesus and ask him to deliver us from the pains of it. Only Jesus came to save people from sin. It's a message she heard and she understood it. Even when she came down to her baptism, I know she called all of her children and loved ones. She said, "We were not baptized right. We went down in the water in the titles. We were not baptized right. We need to go down in the water in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ." Why? For the remission or for the removal of sin. That's part of the plan that Jesus lays out. She had to be willing to submit herself to that plan. And not only the baptism, but the entrance of Jesus into the life. Holy Ghost is Christ coming into us. But we have to humbly submit ourselves to that. We have to be willing to say, I'm not in a position. I'm not alive. I need life. And Jesus is the only one that can give me life. That's what happened when she was down there crying out to Jesus. She realized there was something missing out of her life. And by her calling on that name of Jesus, she said, Jesus is the one that is missing, and I want him to come on the inside. And he gladly came on the inside of her. Holy Ghost. It's Christ coming into us. It's new birth. Being born of both water and spirit. But being born again, you see, it does not stop the call. It does not change the appointment. She still had an appointment with death. And the only thing is, you got to make sure when that appointment comes, you've done everything that you know you're supposed to do. Now, we can talk about it. We can read about it. We can sing about it. But when death comes, it's real. Death comes, it's real. I can even remember going there a week before. And I don't know what was going on with her, but just to see her just kind of pacing back and forth. I think Jack was talking about it, how she said Mama's constantly turning her head. And we were going in there, and she was just constantly turning her head back and forth. And we would hold her by the head and kiss her on the forehead for a little while. And then she would calm down. And then she would go back again, eyes shut. And I kept thinking, I said, death is horrible. Death is a painful thing. And when they would sedate her. And then when they sedate her, the body would stop moving. But I kept saying to myself, I said, Jesus, the pain of death. And you think about what David was saying, that to have Jesus with you as you're going through the shadows of death. Come on, saints, that's truth. This is very real. You need to make sure you have Jesus with you while you are going through this thing called the shadows of death. Why? Because it can be very painful. Can be very sorrowful, can be very lonely. But to have Jesus down on the inside, to know that you have him down on the inside, to hear songs of praise. Can remember even going in there and we would sing songs of praise with her. And we see her smile a little bit. And I say, well, thank Jesus. But nobody knew what she was going through in her body. Nobody could understand that. We would be able to sympathize. Say, oh, mother, you know, I know that. But nobody knew what she was actually feeling to go through the pains of death. But Jesus already tells us about it. With sin comes death. That's why the only thing we could do is cry out to Jesus to deliver us from the pains of death. That's the truth. Jesus, deliver me from the pains of death. Jesus, put me in a position to be able to face death and look at it and say, death, where is your sting? Right? Come on, if you're still in sin, death still got something over you. You're still afraid of it. You're still nervous about it. But when the Lord has saved you, when the Lord has delivered you from sin, you can look at sin and say, where is your victory? You're not victorious over me. Jesus has paid the price to free me from sin. That's why I can rejoice. That's why I can be glad. That's why I can praise him. Even in the midst of this time where people should be full of sorrow, I can praise Jesus. Why? Because I know what the Lord promised. He said to be absent from this body. Right? Come on. We look at that body and we say, oh, no, but she's absent from that body. That body means absolutely nothing. The part that we knew left December the 12th. The part that you were close to left December the 12th. And if that part could tell you, you know what she said. Get yourself in the church. Get your soul saved. Start living right for Jesus, right? You know what she said. You know what she desired. It's no great mystery. You know the life that she lived. You know her dedication and her faithfulness. Huh? You know her behavior. And these are the things that we have to keep before ourselves. And if you ever you say, I want to overcome the pains of death, you got to get yourself in Jesus. You got to have an appetite. You got to look at life for really what it is. I don't care how much you acquire. How much you gain, you're going to come into this world naked and you're going to leave naked. You're not going to take anything of your labor with you. Every loved one you brought into the world, you're going to leave them right on this side. And you're going to have to enter into the door of eternity all by yourself. But the question is, when you give up that ghost, where will your soul be? Where will your soul be at? What preparations are you making for your soul? Huh? Are you getting your soul ready to go back with Jesus? I have to be conscious of everything that I say, everything that I do, everywhere that I go. I have to be concerned with it. Why? Because it all prepares me for the call. When Jesus calls, I've got to give an answer. I've got to give an answer, give an account for everything I've done in this body, whether it's good or bad, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm going to have to give an answer for it. This is why we can stand flat-footed and tell families, don't get caught up in hate. Don't be divided. Don't let the enemy poison you. Huh? Come on. That's the truth. I can stand flat-footed and say, get past that stuff. Get past it and ask Jesus, Jesus, teach me how to love. Jesus, teach me how to treat people the way they're supposed to be treated. Why? Because I can say all day long, I love Jesus. But if I hate my brother, Lord calls me a liar. He says the truth is not in you. How can you say you love Jesus whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day, right? That's right. Come on, that's true. Teach me how to get along with all of those that are difficult. Teach me how to love them like you taught your disciples to love. Huh? Come on, that's truth. Look past all of the mess and the confusion. And Jesus, just help me to love. Don't you know God is love? And if you don't have no Jesus, you can't love. You're always fighting against yourself. You're always fighting against your will. And your will gets the best of you. You always are looking for things to be angry about. Huh? But you have to realize this stuff means nothing. It's not important. I just want my soul to live. Huh? Just want my soul to live. Want my soul to know life. Want my soul to know peace. I want my soul to know joy. Huh? And I found all of that in Jesus. Found all of that in Jesus. Not money in the bank. Not degrees on the wall. I found all of that in Jesus. Jesus teaches me how to get along with people that are difficult to get along with. Huh? But it takes the Holy Ghost to do that. Without the Holy Ghost, you're a phony. You're a hypocrite, right? Jesus looks right through you. Huh? Looks right through you. Huh? Come on. Looks right through you and say, if you loved me, you would do what I say do. Huh? Not what you want, but you would do what I say do. Come on. Let's look at the next scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Get ready to let you go. Every last one of us are going to stand before Jesus. Come on. The thing's done. This is why you got to be careful how you live. You got to be careful how you treat people. Huh? You got to be careful. Jesus, please don't let me be a backdoor dealer. Huh? Help me to walk upright and do the say the things that are pleasing in your sight. If I'm wrong, Jesus, help me to find the will to say I'm wrong. Help me to find repentance so that I can get my soul right before I take my last breath. Why? Because when I take my last breath, I'm not going to see mother. I'm not going to see father. I'm not going to see sister or brother. I'm going to stand before the righteous judge. Huh? Who's going to judge me by the standards of righteousness. Root word of righteousness is right. What is the right way to do the thing, right? We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Keep going. Yes. Whether it's good or bad. That means I've got to make a choice. How I'm going to live. Am I going to do the things that are right? Or am I going to do the things that are wrong? Am I going to be filled with hate? Or am I going to be filled with love? Am I going to cause confusion? Or am I going to make peace? Huh? Come on. Go back and look over your life. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the choices that you have made. These choices are going to catch up with you. And the only one that you're going to stand before to have to give an answer to is Jesus. He's going to judge you by the standards of righteousness, right? Come on. Whether it's good or bad. You're going to stand before him. Come on, next scripture.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
Nothing gets by Jesus. Come on. Nothing gets by Jesus. It's easy for me to live right when I'm in here. Huh? But I got to be concerned with how I live when no one is around me. I got to be concerned with the things that go in my mind. I got to be concerned with what comes out of my mouth. I got to be concerned with my behaviors. Why? Because nothing gets by Jesus. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He's going to bring every work into judgment with him. Huh? Come on. You all realize this thing is serious. Mother Beth didn't have time to hide no dirty magazines. She didn't have time to delete no nasty posts from off of her phone. When the Lord called, she had to get out of here. Same thing is said about you. When the Lord calls, how will the people find you? What will the people find in your possessions? You will not have time to hide it. You will not have time to delete it. And even if you delete it, Jesus knows. Jesus knows and he sees everything. Help me to get my house in order, Jesus. Help me to get my mind fixed. Help me to understand the reality of life. That there's no work that is going to get by you. Every work is going to be judged by you, right? He's going to bring every work into judgment with him. And not just every work, all those secret things that swim all up in your mind. You know how you look at your brother and your sister and you cut an eye? You say all manner of evil things. You know folk are trying to get their lives right. You know they're trying to do right. But all in your mind, you got evil things fishing in your mind. Huh? You need to ask the Lord, take that stuff away from me. Why? Because he's going to bring it into judgment with him. Huh? The things that people see and the things people do not see. Huh? That stuff that swim up in your head is the secret stuff. Huh? You may be looking at me right now. Maybe saying, I'd be so glad when that man stopped talking and we can get out of here. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus sees it all. Jesus sees it all. And he's going to bring every work into judgment with him. Jesus, help me get my mind straight. Huh? Help me to get my mind straight. Help me to get my mind straight so my body can learn how to behave itself. Huh? Come on, saints. Every secret thing, whether it's good or whether it's evil, you're going to stand before your maker and you're going to have to give an answer for it. That's the truth. Next scripture. Yes. 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 See, you look on the front. You look on the front of this bulletin. This is scripture. He established the bounds of her habitation. The start date and her death date. I don't care how much we prayed. I don't care how much we fasted. Jesus said, when I call, you're getting out of here. Huh? Come on, everybody got that? I don't care how sick people are and how anointed you think you are. Jesus said, when I call, you are getting out of here. Best thing for you and I to do is, Jesus, help me to be ready. Oh, Jesus, help me to be ready. That's the truth. That's the truth. Look, I look at the grand boys. We haven't changed. Still preaching the same thing. They can tell you. Still preaching the same thing. Same message. Same behavior. Why? Say, Elder Scott, why are you still doing it? I believe this. I believe this. I'm not naive to think that I'm going to make it to 80. I'm not fooled to think I'm going to make it, you know, whatever. I realize I have to proceed with caution every step that I make. Why? Because one day it's going to be my life. And, come on. And the body is going to be grasping for life. Body is going to be grasping for air, trying to sustain life. And it's nothing the body can do. Why? And it behooves you to get your house in order. Realize all the stuff that is going on around you are nothing more than distractions to take your mind off of the facts. Huh? The facts, the reality of life. Huh? Come on. What are my facts? I come into this earth naked. Huh? And I'm going to leave what? That's right. That's right. You all ran out and bought a suit. Huh? Come on, you went out and bought it. But they'll tell you, soon as all of that is done, they're going to give you the clothes back. Huh? Why? Because you got to leave the way that you came. Huh? Come on, saints, y'all understand that? You go and spend all of that money on these nice, fine clothes. But Jesus have already told us the facts of life. You come into here, what? Naked. And you're going to leave. How? That's the truth. You can't take none of your labor with you. Huh? All that's important is your soul. Huh? And you should be asking yourself the question, if I take my last breath right now, where will my soul be? Huh? You're just not going to make it back with Jesus, back winky dinky. You got to work at this thing. Huh? I mean, you got to work hard. You got to sweat night and day. You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm serious about this. Jesus, I want to go back with you. Huh? The Lord already told the man, except he's been born again of both water and spirit. He cannot. Everybody understand that? You cannot get in. Huh? Many people are going to come to the door and say, Lord, I did this in your name. Lord, I did this in your name. The Lord is going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. You worker of what? Iniquity. In other words, when I look at you, I see sin. Right? So you should be using your days here on earth. Say, Jesus, help me to get rid of the sin. I don't want you to see sin on me. That's why he have given us his name. To remove it. You go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ to remove sin. You receive the Holy Ghost to remove it. Why do you think we keep on calling Jesus? You think Jesus desires truth from the inward part? You get hold of that name brings your mind into light. It opens up your understanding to help you see yourself. Huh? Woe to you. If you call on that name and you still are ignorant concerning who you are. I didn't call you ignorant. The Lord did. The Lord called you a fool. Right? It's in your bulletin. He said, I'm giving you space and time to correct your ways. Huh? But you say, oh, I'm going to build up greater bonds. I got to go get the money. Huh? Lord said, you are a fool. Huh? After you die, who shall these things be? Right? All right. We're wondering. On today. Come on, Deacon. After hearing this message, you haven't got your soul right. Just use one of the red chairs if we need to. After hearing the message, I'm going to ask that you stand. If you haven't followed the plan of salvation, if you haven't repented of sin, repenting of sin means you stop it. Not be sorry for it, you stop it. You turn your life around. Start to live the way Jesus says to live. Go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the removal of sin. You must receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as Jesus gives the utterance or the ability to utter speech. If you have not done that, Jesus says you do not belong to him. If you need to do it, now is the time to get your house in order. Don't say I'm going to do it tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised to you. Sufficient at hand is the evil that is before you. Evil is trying to prevent you from making that step forward. But if you resist it, it'll leave you alone. Can't you hear Spirit say,